In the previous Mishnah, we were introduced to the 24 groups of Kohanim, known as Mishmarais, and how although during the rest of the year, each Mishmar would serve in the Beit HaMikdash for 1 week at a time, and there would be a rotational system, on the Shalosh Regalim, all of the Mishmarais, all Kohanim, could come into the Beit HaMikdash and be part of the offering of the Korbanos Musaf, and as well as that, they also had the right to whatever Korbanos were eaten. All of the Kohanim could take part in that, as long as it's the Korbanos which were related directly to the Yom Tov. Korbanos which are bought for the sake of the Yom Tov, which are eaten. So those could be eaten by all of the Mishmaris, they are split equally. However, as we will see in the following Mishnah, all of the other Korbanos, for example, the voluntary Korbanos which other people would bring on Chol HaMoed, let's say, so only the Mishmar whose turn it was, only they would offer out those Korbanos and take part in eating them. They would split it within their own Mishmar alone. Says the Mishnah, B'shalosh Parakim Bashana, at three times in the year, and this is referring to the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Hayu Kol HaMishmaros Shavin, all of the Mishmaros, all of the groups of Kohanim were equal, but Emurei HaRegalim, which in this context means Korbanos which are brought for the sake of the Yom Tov, so all of the Mishmaros had equal share in offering them and in receiving those parts which can be eaten. So this includes Korbanos Musaf. This also includes the Korban which every single man above the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah is obligated to bring on all of the Shalosh Regalim when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not a public Korban, it's a private Korban, but part of those Korbanos go to the Kohanim and they are being brought because of the Yom Tov, and therefore all of the Mishmaros have equal share in these. As well as that, if Yom Tov fell on Shabbos, or Chol HaMoed, whenever Shabbos fell during that week of Yom Tov, or if it fell on Shavuos, or Vechilk Lechem Aponim, when it comes to splitting the Lechem Aponim, which were the 12 very large loaves of bread, which are generally eaten on Shabbos and split between the two Mishmaros who are changing over. A Mishmar would always finish working and start working on Shabbos. That was the switchover. And that is when the 12 loaves were split. So in general, they were split between those two Mishmaros. However, on a Shabbos which fell during Yom Tov, that bread was split between all 24 Mishmaros who were there in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Bo'atzeres, if Shabbos falls on Shavuos, so the Lechem Aponim, although we called it bread, the truth is Lechem Aponim were actually made of matzah. It was not chometz, it wasn't bread. It was sort of 12 loaves of matzah. Now, on Shavuos, there is also an offering of bread, 2 loaves, and on Shavuos, it has to be chometz, not matzah. So if Shavuos fell on Shabbos, then all 24 Mishmaros would receive both the Lechem Aponim and the Shtei Alechem, the 2 loaves of bread brought on Shavuos. So to make sure that each Mishmar would receive one of each, and not by mistake 2 of the Lechem Aponim, or 2 portions of the Chometz of the Shtei Alechem, so they would make sure to clearly say, Omrim Loi, they would say to each Kohen who would receive the Chometz and the Matzah, the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim, Heiloch Matzah, Heiloch Chometz. Here you go, here's some Matzah, and here is some Chometz. The Matzah being from the Lechem Aponim, and the Chometz being from the Shtei Alechem. And that way they would make it very clear, and make sure that there would be no mistakes of by mistake giving, let's say, 2 portions of the Lechem Aponim to one Kohen instead of 1 portion of the Lechem Aponim, and 1 portion of the Shtei Alechem. Now, as we explained before, Mishmar Shazmani Kavua, the Mishmar whose time was fixed, it was their time, it was their turn during the week of Yom Tov, Hu Makriv Tamidin. Only that Mishmar would be part of the offering of the Korbanos Tomid, the daily offering which has not got anything to do with the Yom Tov itself, Nedarim or Nedavos, various voluntary offerings, which people are bringing to the Beis HaMikdash not because of the Yom Tov. It might be that people happen to bring lots more on Yom Tov and on Chol HaMoed, but it is not related to the Yom Tov itself, and so only that Mishmar would take part in those Korbanos, Ushar Korbanos Tzibur, and the rest of the public Korbanos which have not got anything to do with the Yom Tov itself. For example, the Korban Musaf of Shabbos. And the Mishnah adds, Umakrev Esakol, they would offer up everything. Now, we already saw that they don't offer up everything, because the Korbanos which have something to do with the Yom Tov are split equally between all of the Mishmaros. So what does it mean that they offer up everything? The Gemara explains it's coming to include something else known as Kayetz HaMizbeach. What exactly is Kayetz HaMizbeach? So if there were no Korbanos being bought at any particular moment during the day, so in order that the Mizbeach not just be left there not being used, and without any Korbanos, the Beis HaMikdash itself would pay for Korbanos to be brought on the Mizbeach. That was known as Kayetz HaMizbeach, and again, that is not because of the Yom Tov at all. And so only the Mishmar, whose turn it was, they would offer up the Karbonis as part of the Kayetz HaMizbeach. Now the last part of the Mishnah tells us that if Yom Tov HaSomach LaShabbos, if a day of Yom Tov itself, not Chol HaMoed, but an actual day of Yom Tov, if it falls next to Shabbos, Bein Lefanecha, whether it be before Shabbos on a Friday, Bein LeAcharecha, or whether it be after Shabbos on a Sunday. So any Kohen who wanted to come and serve in the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Tov would pretty much be forced to come for Shabbos as well. And so the Chachom instituted that Hoyu Kol HaMishmaris Shavim Chilek Lechem Aponim, all of the Mishmaris would have an equal share in the 12 loaves, the 12 pieces of matzah of Shabbos, even though the Shabbos is not Yom Tov itself, since it is right next to Yom Tov, and the Kohenim are all there only because they're forced to be there, in order that they'll be able to be there for Yom Tov, so they get an equal share in the Shabbos matzah loaves, even though it is not actually on Yom Tov itself.